90 minutes to 8. We are BBC Radio Berkshire. Howard Hughes here. It is squeaky microphone time. Lots of stuff to fit in between now and 8 o'clock, so I'm going to have to go some to do all of it. Let's talk tech now with the man they call the Gadget Detective, because he is Fevzi Turkup, and that's exactly what he is. In fact, Fevzi Turkup does what it says on the tin. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning. Yes, I'm good.
You're good, are you?
I'm good. I think that's the best. I promise I'm good.
And is it raining in your locale?
I beg your pardon. I'm well. I'm also good.
Good is fine. It's all right. I mean, you know, one of our bosses here would probably freak if he heard something. Like, hey, I'm good. And can I get myself a latte? But, you know, that's all right. We do Americanisms here. Now, Fevzi, the big excitement is I thought this had launched already. But
it
I wake
announced.
Up. It was announced, wasn't it? And now it's launched, the Apple iPhone X. Can you explain, before we talk about its doubtless manifold benefits, why people go nuts for the release of every new iPhone when it's a phone and it does the same stuff?
Well, actually they don't, because the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, which was announced at the same time as this one but available a month or two before, didn't do quite so well because people were waiting for the 10, which is in many ways the better phone, certainly the more different phone. So there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of marketing. They are very good phones. The hardware is, as Apple would say, the best iPhone they've ever produced. I mean, can you imagine they'd wait a year, produce an iPhone that wasn't as good as the one from the year before? It's kind of beggar's belief. So yes, arguably it's the best iPhone ever produced. It's also the most expensive iPhone ever produced. The entry-level model is £999. And that's for 64. Well, look, there's two memory configurations. The entry level is 64 gigabytes, and the second and only other memory is 256.
Now, we've got to say, when I started getting computers, I bought my first computer. It cost me a lot of money, and I had to pay for it over a year. It was a Dell computer, and it had 3 gigs of memory.
Yeah, but that yes.
Oh, no, it had, sorry, it RAM. Had, what do they call it, 128 megabytes of memory. That's all in hand.
But let's not confuse the RAM, which is the working area, with the storage, which is what we're talking about on an iPhone.
Well, it had 3 gigs of storage.
Right. Okay. Well, yes. But, you know, times move on. My first computer.
But it just goes to show, doesn't it, really, that now a device that you can hold in your hand has, you can do the maths as to how 20 times more the storage than my first tower PC.
Yeah. Well, my first computer had 32K of RAM. It was a BBC Model B.
Gee whiz. All right, so we've moved ahead, okay, and this thing is the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, yeah. So what I was going to say is, by the time you buy the 256 gig model, which most people will do because 64 gig is a bit short on a high-end phone like that, and then you pay £199 for the 2-year warranty with Apple Care Plus, which is a good idea because it's not only a glass front but now a glass back. By the time you've done that, you're about £1,350. So. I know. So think of it, the way I would say to think of it is, it's a computer happens to make phone calls. It's the computer you'll use more than any other computer. So the sort of bang for buck argument is that you use it so many times that, you know, throughout the day, that actually it's better value for money than your laptop. And for me, it is. I know for me, my smartphone is. So the differences are these, as compared to earlier iPhone models, including the 8 and the 8 Plus. It's got what's called an OLED screen. It's a different screen technology, which is brighter, more vibrant, more dynamic range. So in other words, the blacks are black and the whites are really white, you know, because actually they can switch off the pixels. So you get true blacks and true whites. The screen is, the most noticeable thing is, the screen is an edge-to-edge display. There's no longer a bezel.
No bezel.
Frame going around it. There is a notch in the top. Yeah, I know. We go for the word bezel. Bezel, frame, whatever you want to call it. The non-screen area that goes around the screen.
Right. So it hasn't got one of those, which means that the display goes all the way around, panoramic.
It goes all the way to the edges, except at the top there's a notch where a bit of the screen is missing, a sort of like a horizontal notch. And that's where they have to put all the cameras and detectors and so forth. So that has to go somewhere, particularly because there's no longer space for a home button, which is sort of, for users of iPhones, you'll know that the home button is sort of integral to what you do, including fingerprint sensing. So all that's gone. It does face recognition now instead. So it stares at you as you stare back at it into the abyss, and it knows who you are and it knows your soul. So it will do that
for this time of the morning.
Well, yes, quite so. Yeah. Well, the thing is, it stares at you, and so can apps. So there's going to be some consideration about, you know, privacy features there. Interestingly enough, the 5.8-inch screen, and this will go, so this will surprise some people, the 5.8-inch screen on the iPhone X actually has a smaller screen area than the 5.5-inch screen on the 8 Plus or the 7 Plus or the 6 Plus. Because although the diagonal is longer, it's a taller screen, so the area is less.
And presumably for all that money, you get much better resolution, do you?
Well, you get more screen and therefore you get more dots. I'm not sure that the dots per inch are necessarily higher, but it's a fantastic screen. In a way, the hardware is playing catch-up with Samsung, and they needed to do that. They needed the edge-to-edge display. They arguably needed the brighter OLED screen. So they've played catch-up, and that's fine. But the reason people buy iPhones, I think, is not necessarily because the hardware is bleeding edge, although it used to be. It's no longer so because of Samsung.
It's a fashion statement, isn't it?
No, it's the ecosystem. Well, it's fashion for some, but it's when I say the ecosystem, and I'll illustrate that with our Gadget of the Week in a moment, it is both the fact that the best apps are on the iPhone. I don't think that's a very controversial statement. The best quality apps, the best user experience is still on the iPhone. And lots of third-party accessories. So people build stuff for Apple iPhones, very little even for Samsungs, you know. So for example,
if you want to be in the loop rather than just following it, you need to get one of these. That's if you're that kind of person, this is the thing you have to have.
This is how iPhones will look in the future. So the other phones in future years, maybe next year, will start to get the same design.
There was a great video on Facebook last night, which was nothing to do with any of the stuff you talked about, but it was a guy who went into a store in London, bought an iPhone, I'm sure this guy was paid by some tech magazine or something, and then started throwing it round, throwing it on the pavement, up in the air, just banging it around the place.
Yeah.
And it wasn't showing, it wasn't wavering by a quaver, it wasn't marked, it carried on functioning. And that was to demonstrate that for all of that money, you get quite a lot of durability.
Yeah. Look, let's just say, because this phone, like the 8 and the 8 Plus, has got wireless charging, the back is glass as well as the front. And even if you insure it through this AppleCare Plus, you pay a certain amount towards each repair. Screen repairs, the excess that you pay is less. The back, if you break the back, it's going to cost you more than if you break the front. I don't think it's particularly undurable, but it's got two glass surfaces, and Apple will tell you it's super tough glass. Glass.
It's amazing technology, but no, I mean, I couldn't afford it anyway. You know, it would be a choice of that or not eating for a few months. I would never spend £1,000 on a phone.
How many months exactly?
How many months? Sadly, this is true. Probably about six, but that's a whole other story.
Someone worked out, I think it was on the news yesterday. They said you could heat a 2-bedroom house for a year for the cost of an iPhone.
I rest my case, Fabsy.
But, you know, for a lot of people, they don't buy a laptop, they buy one of these.
No, true. I have to say that I'm addicted to my phone. I've got two, and I'm using it all the time, as you know. Very quickly, got to be very quick with this, Fabsy. The gadget of the week is the Kitsound Dock 4. Not another phone dock. Why do we need another phone dock?
Because it's a clock radio. A clock radio. It looks like one. It's got a great big time display with a snooze button and everything. It's a clock radio. It just happens that it's got a lightning port dock on it, so you can put a modern iPhone, any iPhone with a lightning port on it, by the way, including the 8, 8 Plus and 10, will fit on it. And it's kind of clever because the dock itself is it's sort of movable slightly so that you can put the phone, even when it's got the case on, it will tend to fit in there. You know, a lot of them will fit with the case on, depending on the case. So it plugs into that, means it keeps your iPhone charged up overnight. It's got a separate display, for the time, with a separate snooze button. FM radio built in, so you can wake up to FM radio, built-in buzzer, or anything that comes out of your phone, and it connects to the device via Bluetooth, which means that this is also a dock that you can attach other things to via Bluetooth or a cable, an auxiliary input as well. It's got an auto sync function. It syncs with the phone, so it sets the clock time on the alarm clock bit from your iPhone.
So it does a lot. And how much money do you have to part with to get it?
Shade under £60.
That's not bad. And if you took it to your favorite holiday resort and you used it as a seat, would you then be sitting on the dock of the bay?
Oh, my God. I hope you haven't got that cued.
Fevzy, thank
Howard,
you for that.
Howard, you're a good friend. I forgive you.
That's all right. Well, you know, that's the best we could do at 9 minutes to eight on a Saturday morning with Peach Quest rapidly approaching. If people want to shoot the breeze, ask you a tech question, where do they go to do that, Fevzy?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective.
Fevzy Turkalp is here. The Lord will. I'm not sure whether I'll be in 7 days from now. Ah, diggity dog, let's get to entertainment news.